It's an especially busy day at the Winnebago Community Market. People are lined up outside, waiting for their turn to shop. And I say shop because this isn't what most people think of when you say food pantry. People push shopping carts through neatly stocked aisles of fresh produce, meat freezers, and dairy cases. The only difference between this and your local grocery is the army of helpful volunteers. Oh, and there's no cash register.
Would you like some lettuce? I'm sorry. Lettuce?
Winnebago Community Market is essentially a warehouse in a business park near Rockford's airport. It started out as a twice-monthly food pantry for Winnebago County seniors 2.5 years ago. But the need in the community was bigger than that. 13% of people living in Winnebago County are food insecure, meaning their access to enough food to live a healthy life is uncertain. It's one of 900 sites served by the Northern Illinois Food Bank, and it's one of the big sorting hubs for food donations. But the emphasis now goes beyond prepping food and handing it out to people who need it. It's an experience, an access point for services, a community.
I come here every Friday to stock.
Margie's one of the many volunteers needed to pull off a huge operation like this. She and her neighbor stock shelves for fun.
It's a nice place to be. It's friendly. You get good exercise. That's why we come here. And we're here to help them because they helped us when we needed help.
Liz Gartman is communications manager at the Northern Illinois Food Bank. She says one of the big challenges is trying to change perceptions, the stigma associated with using a food pantry.
But we want to take all of that away. Just how bright it is in here and how beautiful it is, you know, just normalizing it and making it feel like I am at the grocery store, I'm not at a pantry.
Now, this doesn't mean there aren't any hoops to jump through for the market's customers.
Quick announcements. First of all, no parking in the Comcast parking lot.
Shojiao Young is the program supervisor for the Winnebago Community Market. She runs through the rules in a packed room where people wait for their turn to shop. There's some paperwork to fill out. Only one visit per household per week, no reselling food, and sometimes it's important to give people a warning about certain foods.
Heads up about beets. If you've never eaten beets before, your poop is going to be red afterward. So don't be alarmed if that happens to you.
And what to do with beets, or artichokes, or dried beans. That's where Jennifer Lamplow comes in. She's the director of the nutrition program for the food bank and its executive chef.
We try to encourage people to try new things and give them the resources to be able to do that.
Lamplow offers recipes, gives cooking classes, and even has how-to videos on YouTube to help people prepare the food they pick out and maybe even healthy up their diet.
My name is Bill Johnson from Rockford, Illinois.
Bill's a volunteer and a customer.
And it really helps with the budget. It helps with nutrition. This is a great organization. It's a great place to be and help and volunteer.
Last fiscal year, the Winnebago Community Market distributed the equivalent of 1.2 million meals. But that's not enough. The goal is to go from 2 to 5 distributions per week. They're going to need, well, a lot more volunteers. Like Carl Adrignola and Jay English.
The old saying, except for the grace of God, go I. You could be in that position too.
Well, we get feedback as volunteers as the people come through thanking us for being here and saying, you know, I didn't really want to come here. You know, I don't come here all the time, but when I need to, and we just say, you know, that's what we're here for.
Organizers of the Winnebago Community Market hope to add a few more volunteer shifts starting next month, as they ramp up toward their goal of opening their doors to the public 5 days a week. I'm Susan Stevens.